Hello, everyone. Howard Cosell here for Dragon Digital Radio, and we are doing the Benchwarmers Redemption. And if it's why is Howard Cosell here on the radio, well, if it's one thing I know millennials love, it's Howard Cosell references. And let me tell you something about this Alex Baker. He's a real creep. And that's saying something, as I did a movie with Woody Allen back in the 1970s. But anyway, it's the Benchwarmers Redemption. And with me here today is Don Meredith, Frank Gifford. No, wait, never mind. They're dead. It is Sebastian Merrick. Sebastian, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. That was a terrible Howard Cosell impression. But anyway, nobody's going to, like, millennials aren't going to know who the hell he is. So they probably think this is like the dead-on representation anyway. But how are you doing today, Sebastian?
I'm doing very good, man. Just having fun, getting ready for this thing to go.
Yeah, so before we kind of dive into it, I guess I better come out with the big news. I teased it last week, but I better talk about it now. I am leaving Dragon Digital Radio. This will be my last show as host of the Benchwarmers Redemption. Well, I'm sad to see it go. I know under your hands and Ryan's hands, Ryan isn't here today, but he'll be back some other time, that it'll be in good hands.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So I think you got I've been a part of the Benchwarmers for a while. I mean, most of the time I was working with Matt, but I did even before when it was called the Adam and Jason Show, it was two other people. I co-hosted a couple of times. I co-hosted a couple of times when Matt was gone, but kind of ran it now that he left back in September. So, but yeah, I'm sad to see it go. But like I said, Sebastian, I think you can take care of it. I think you got it. You got it.
Thank you. We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
In your new endeavor. Speaking on behalf of Ryan, and we're going to get other people in here too. Maybe first timers who we're not going to get sports. We're going to bring you top quality knowledge. We're excited for the new era of Benchwarmers, as much as we're going to miss you, and we are already missing Matt. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to take on this challenge. It's going to be fun. I can't wait. We're going to do some things. We're going to keep a lot of the same old, and we're going to keep this thing in good hands. I'm looking forward to it.
I please trust. And once again, man, I envy your position because you get to do whatever you want with it. Like, you can go hog wild with this thing, baby.
I know.
You want to bring in random-ass people? Go bring in random-ass people. You want to do whatever the hell
it's
you
my
want?
My show
you
now.
Do, yeah. You, I can,
I'm
I can,
the captain
I'm,
now.
I'm already seeing like, you, rubbing your hands together, licking your lips. Like, I can already see that you're going to go completely crazy with this, but
no, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. We're gonna have a good time, and then we're gonna make it worthwhile for our listeners to keep listening to us. We're gonna take this thing to another level. Coming up, can't wait to get started with that. Yeah, but we're gonna miss you.
You're gonna be talking a lot about soccer, aren't you?
No. We'll keep this. We'll definitely add a little soccer.
Yeah.
But bottom line is we're still gonna keep the same old, some NFL, a lot of NFL. A lot of college football. We're probably going to add a little more NBA into it. Definitely get some
because
MLB.
I care so much about the NBA. I love the NBA. It's totally not a boring sport. It's been predictable for the last decade. Anyway.
Yeah, so we'll college basketball too. We're going to have fun with this thing. And we're like I said, we're going to take this thing to new levels. It will be worth your time. Coming up, we will. It's a new era, and on my behalf, on Ryan's behalf, we're going to look forward to this. I was talking to Jimmy, old co-host. He said he's expected to come back a couple times too, so we'll see if he can do that.
Notice how everybody's waiting for me to leave, then they can come on the show. Like, Jimmy was like, oh, you know, I don't want to have him as the host, but once he's gone, I'm completely cool. Okay, Jimmy, I see you.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we will miss you, Alex. You're going to do great wherever you go. And it was a pleasure working with you.
It was nice working with you guys, too. And I guess this means that no more CFL and rugby talk.
Rugby will definitely be gone. We'll see about the CFL, but rugby will absolutely be gone.
Man, and you know what? This week, men's team once again took the silver. back-to-back silvers in tournaments, the rugby team. I mean, they're on the move, man. The men's team's doing really good. The women's 15s and 7s are doing good. It's a great time to be a U.S. rugby fan. And once again, look at the men's national team in soccer. You know, come on. I think I feel more pride as an American rugby fan than I would feel pride as an American soccer fan.
Hey, U.S. soccer just hired Greg Berhalter from my Columbus crew as their new head coach. We're going to miss you, Greg. Best of luck to you and your new journey. But that's a great hire. He's going to lead them to great things.
Okay, so we'll get into it. What do you want to do? NFL as usual?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so first I want to do the Thursday night game. Derrick Henry goes wild. What, 230 yards, two touchdowns?
238 yards. Titans Oilers franchise record, four touchdowns. A complete just drubbing of Jacksonville. Yeah, Titans played well. Jacksonville, I think they're just waiting for the season to come to an end.
Yep.
They never put up any points anymore. It's crazy. The fall of the Jags, but the Titans are right in this thing, man. They have an easy schedule coming up. The Giants, yeah. Redskins, Colts.
Looking at the...
I think they're in good. They're like, in a very good spot.
4-7-6 teams in the AFC now?
Yeah.
So that's going to be a good playoff race.
And the Broncos are at 6-7. And so, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. Broncos are 6-7, so they're still only a game out. And my Browns are only a game and a half out. 5-7-1.
Your Browns aren't making the playoffs.
Hey, we got a chance. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to tell you this.
Greg Williams, coach of the year?
I'm telling you this right now. The Browns, their next two games are against the Broncos and the Bengals. I think we will win both those games. The Ravens have the Buccaneers and the Chargers. I think they will beat Tampa Bay. That's a little pick 'em sneak peek. And I think they will lose to the Chargers. Pittsburgh has New England and New Orleans. They just lost to the Raiders. Do you think they're going to beat those two teams? So, with those results happening, that would leave my Browns only a half game out of the AFC North title with all to play for the final week of the season.
So Browns are going to make the comeback?
At the Ravens. The thing is, we're not going to make the comeback because we need help from Cincinnati to beat Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh Cincinnati has a tiebreaker.
Look what Cincinnati did last year. They're all about helping out, you know?
So, Hugh, if you want to actually... help
it's
out.
It's all Hugh's plan, man. I'm telling you. Didn't I
we'll
tell you
see.
This?
We'll see if you're right.
He had to leave the Browns to go to another team to really help him. But he's going to do it, and he's going to be the biggest contributor to the Browns'
So he's
going to
beat the Steelers Week 17?
Yeah, and they're going to have a great defensive performance. So I think Hugh, man. And that's another thing. You're going to have to come up with, when you're the new host, I've been subtly writing all these changing all these music lyrics where it says you to Hugh, like I'm never going to give you up, it's never going to give Hugh up, so on and so forth. You're going to have to come up with new jokes.
No, those jokes will be gone. That will be part of the change.
Well, I'm coming. I'll do one more because I got one more show to do, so I'll come up with one more title. So one last little jab. But your Browns win 26-20. Panthers, I think, are done. Was this four in a row?
For the Panthers?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's five in a row for them.
Five in a row, wow.
Yeah, they've fallen off. Browns, we've won two consecutive home games, man. First time since 2014, Browns clinch a winning record at home. First time that's happened since Romeo Crennel.
Remember that? That was that 2007, right?
Yep.
Derek Anderson, Jamal Lewis, Braylon Edwards. Those were the glory
Pro
days,
Bowl Derek Anderson.
Yes.
Very good quarterback.
Pro Bowl Braylon Edwards.
Yeah. It was a good era then. We're coming. They don't want to know, but we're coming. The Browns are going to be back. I'm going to say this too. Next year, the Cleveland Browns are going to take the next step and be a playoff team.
You don't think they're making the playoffs this year?
I do not, but I think next year we will win the AFC North. Not only are we going to be a playoff team, we will win that division. I love where this team is going. I love Baker Mayfield. I'm so excited.
Greg Williams, coach of the year?
No.
But is he? You want? You want? You want to? want him to stick on?
Let's see how he does these final three games, and then I'll give you an answer.
Okay. Okay, we'll do the local game. Ravens, Chiefs. I mean, that pass by Mahomes.
No luck. Yeah.
That was just crazy. I mean,
Chiefs clinched the playoff berth with that comeback win. Big loss for Baltimore. We'll see the health of Lamar Jackson now. That will be something extremely important.
Any new updates?
Not as of now, but we'll see. It might be back to Flacco.
Or RG3.
Yeah, or RG3. So, I mean, they're Ravens 7-6. It's right there.
They're the team that's in the last spot, right?
As of now, correct. Yeah. But it is right there. Any team could steal that spot. Even the Bengals are technically still alive at 5-8. So, hey, what if you're the one who loves you?
If he gets him to the playoffs, leads him back, saves Marvin Lewis.
You know, ever since Hugh Jackson's joined the Bengals, they've 0-4, and they now own last place in the cellar.
Hey, so what? Hugh's a good coach. I don't know why you hate him so much. He's such a good coach.
Just saying.
Quarterback whisperer, as Matt would say, bringing back callbacks to old shows. But one crazy game to another, we got to talk about that Dolphins play.
The Miami miracle in Miami.
I think that's some terrible defense. I can get it where it's like, you know, this crazy, like 20 different laterals just back and forth, and finally they just find an opening. That's at least understandable. This was two. How do you not prepare at least enough to, like, in the last guy, he was completely untouched for like 40 yards, and they had Gronk back, and he just stumbled. It's simple in a play like that. They're at their own 31 yard line. You basically hardly have any defensive linemen. You send everybody back.
Yeah,
I don't know how you let that happen.
Another thing is Tannehill. You can't throw 70 yards.
Yeah, that's the thing, because they can't do a Hail Mary.
Yeah, so you know that hook automatically nullifies Gronk. I don't know why Gronk was on the field.
Yeah.
I think just a case of Belichick really outsmarting himself. Miami, they own New England in Miami. They've won 5 of the last 6 games versus the Patriots in Miami. It's kind of Tom Brady's house of horrors there. By the way, shout out to my prediction last year. I was the only one that called Miami being the Patriots on Monday Night in Pick'ems. That's besides the point. But
do you remember Pick'ems from last year?
I do.
Okay.
I do. I'm prideful in that. But Miami's, they're another one of those 7-6 teams that are fighting for that wild card spot. So we'll see how that goes for them. They get Minnesota next, so that will be a huge game for both teams.
So now that they beat the Patriots, do you think would you say the Dolphins are now real, or are they still the Dolphins, like you said all year?
I think they'll still be the Dolphins, but you can't rule them out of the playoff conversation.
So I don't know what the exact scenarios are, but if, let's say, they win out, do they clinch?
Yeah, if they win out, they'll be in it.
So they control their own destiny.
Yeah.
Okay.
All the 7-6 teams really control their own destiny. Titans, Colts, Ravens, Dolphins, they control their own destiny. Broncos need help, and Browns need help.
Yeah, they need a lot of help.
Not
from Hugh. From Hugh.
Yeah, from Hugh. Yeah.
Oh, and then you're going to be like, I had the time of my life when they made the playoffs. And he says, and I owe it all to Hugh. 80s references right there, man. That's what's going to happen.
No, it's not. Stop.
All right.
All right. How about that Sanchez, man? Mark Sanchez. God.
40-16. Ugh. The Redskins are a complete free fall mode.
Yeah, they're toast. I wish Ryan was here to explain himself. Saquon Barkley, most touchdowns by a rookie in a season in Giants team history at 13.
What's the overall record for a rookie running back? Is it, I think, Dickerson, right?
I think so, yeah.
Does he have a chance at breaking that?
I'll be honest, I'm not sure.
Okay, I'll have to look at the numbers.
But, yeah, Redskins, they already announced Josh Johnson as the starting quarterback for next week.
Josh Johnson. Put some respect on that man's name.
Hey, he was in the XFL. He's the first overall pick in the new XFL.
Yeah, come on now.
Yeah, he's a good player, man.
Where'd he go to college?
I'm not sure.
I'll have to look that up. Let me look this up. I remember it, then I forgot about it.
Same.
It was like some small college. He went to the University of San Diego. Not San Diego State, where Marshall Faulk went. But
right.
University of San Diego. When he went there, he was a four-time IAA All-American. He was a two-time PFL Defensive Pioneer Football League Defensive Player of the Year.
Defensive player.
Offensive, sorry.
Okay.
All Pioneer Football League. That was the Pioneer Football League is like the collegiate athletic conference where University of San Diego plays. So, college star. He has been. Oh my God! Look at this number of teams he's been on since 2008 was rookie year. The Bucks, the Niners, then the Sacramento Mountain Lions of the UFL. Then he went to Cleveland. Then Cincy, then back to the Niners, then the Bengals on the practice squad, Jets on the practice squad, Colts on the practice squad, Colts, Bills, Ravens practice squad, Giants, Texans, Raiders, the San Diego Fleet.
Yep, the XFL, first overall pick. Okay.
And then, now with the Washington Redskins. All this at the age of 32. That's some journeyman right there.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That makes Kenny Lofton or Rajay Davis jealous, or Octavio Dotel is probably the biggest guy.
Yeah.
Man, but, yeah, nothing much to say. I know the Redskins fans, like, completely just ditched the game after a while. Everybody's just abandoning ship. Not to keep stirring this old rumor, but they were considering Colin Kaepernick, and then they rejected it.
Right.
I think at this point, you got to try something. I mean, Josh Johnson, like, come on. Be real. I mean, the Sanchez isn't going to do it. At some point, I'm saying throw the dice. Like, I'm not guaranteeing that putting in Kaepernick is going to guarantee success. But at this point, why not throw the dice? Do something. At least you know Kaepernick can run. I mean, I'm just saying something. Try something. Kaepernick isn't, like I say, I'm not guaranteeing success, but he's not going to be any worse than Colt McCoy or Josh Johnson. Like I say, maybe if you get lucky, he can capture what made him good, like in 12 and 13. I'm saying you go for something, because you're free falling. I mean, you had the division locked up, it seems like. Like 4 weeks ago, it seems like you had this thing. Now you're not going to do it unless you do something big. So I'm saying roll the dice, do something.
Well, I don't think they have the division regardless of what they do. I think it's too late now. Dallas is on a roll. We'll get to them later in the show. Washington, if they were to do something, they should have done it 3 weeks ago as soon as Alex Smith went down.
They should have done it then. Colt McCoy is not going to get you to the playoffs.
Correct, and I warned Redskins fans about that. Not a good quarterback, Colt McCoy. Hope he has a great recovery in his leg surgery. But, yeah, Washington, I expect them to lose out the remainder. I don't even need to know the remainder of their schedule. They're going to lose out. They have Tennessee week 16. They will lose that. And then they play, I want to say, Philly on the final week. They will lose that. And then who do they play week 15? They play Jacksonville. They will lose to Jacksonville, too. They're not going to win a game.
And who's on the free agent market besides Kaepernick? Nathan Peterman.
Yeah. Hey.
Peterman, baby.
Bottom out, man. You want bottom out? Bottom out right there.
Yeah.
Guarantee you improve that draft status.
Yeah, it's about that tanking, baby. All right. Not to brag, but I was the only one out of us four who had the Colts beating the Texans.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Eric Ebron still is proving himself to be the best one of the top tight ends in the league. 5 years it took him to finally achieve his first round draft status, but he's finally making it up. And he just had to leave the Lions to, you know, achieve this greatness. Colts, once again, they're another one of those 7-6 teams that are in the hunt. Like I've said, I have a good feeling about them. It seems luck is regaining what made them so great. Texans, I still think they got the division. I just think the winning streak had to come to an end.
Yeah.
But I still think they got this division.
I think Texans will be more than fine. Eric Ebron, man, 12 receiving touchdowns this season, most by a Colts tight end in history.
Let me
more than the great Dallas Clark.
Let me tell you something.
How about Eric Ebron?
4 years with the Detroit Lions, you know how many total receiving touchdowns he had?
How many?
11. He has more than that in one season with the Colts.
Should have kept them, man. You need to give
him. We gave him 4 years.
Five. It's a 5 year. It's a 4 year deal with that rookie option for a first round pick. They need 5 years, man.
That just pissed me off.
And if you waited and you gave him that fifth year, look how great you guys would have been. Oh, womp 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 womp.
No, we wouldn't be that great because Stafford would just get sacked and would just throw interceptions or fumble during key moments in the game.
Stat Patford, as the great Rob Parker says.
Talk about somebody who lacks the clutch gene. Something in the water in Michigan, am I right? First Kirk Cousins, now Matt Stafford.
Yeah. Brutal.
Especially something in the water, especially at Flint, Michigan.
Oh, shit. I was waiting. I knew that was coming.
I had to make that joke when I said something in the water. But, yeah, so... What other games we want to
Saints,
talk about?
Bucks, Saints clinched the NFC division. South. They got the number one seed back in the NFC.
Oh, yeah, because the Rams
after
lost.
After that Rams loss, they struggled for the first half. Down 14-3. Making that up, though, in the second half with their performance. Drew Brees with a couple rushing touchdowns. Good for them, man. They needed that. For sure. It's kind of hard to go down and lose two in a row and expect to regain, you know, that confidence they had. So that was big for New Orleans to go up to Tampa Bay and get that win.
So do you think who will be the number one seed? Do you think it'll be the Saints or do you think
I think it will be the Saints because I don't expect them to lose a game remaining. I think they will. They have Pittsburgh week 16. I think they will beat Pittsburgh, and then they have Carolina twice. So I think they will beat – Carolina's just on free fall mode. So I think they will win that game as well, both those games as well.
Since we're talking about number one seeds overall, I'm going to talk about my number one seed overall in the AFC, the Los Angeles Chargers, beating the Bengals.
You want to get in the 4 o'clock now?
4 o'clock.
That was
a four o'clock game. Yeah, yeah, because I think I don't, unless you really want to talk about like Packers, Falcons, or Bills, Jets.
Hey, Aaron Jones, man, with a fifth straight game with a rushing touchdown. Packers are still in this. I do want to get to the Packers. They are still in this. And sorry to interrupt you, by the way.
Yeah, go ahead.
But Packers are still, they are right there. If the Vikings lose today, they're only a game out. With Aaron Rodgers. And with Kirk Cousins being Kirk Cousins, by the way, shout out to Kirk Cousins' 0-6 record on Monday Night Football. Just had to get that out there for you guys. They're right in this thing, man. They can do it. And shout out to my Super Bowl pick, Atlanta. Womp, that was a complete dud. They are done.
Not as bad as my Super Bowl pick was the Jags. But half of it looks like because I have had the Rams.
Actually, they're both equally as bad.
Yeah. I did have the Rams, so that was
and a yes, good I know pick. Why you're trying to avoid the Jets.
Oh, good, Sam Darnold.
Good try with that, Sam
beat
Darnold.
Josh Allen, the battle of rookie quarterbacks.
Not only winning that, leading the Jets on a last minute drive for a touchdown to win the game.
Why do you?
Because he has the clutch gene.
Why did you think I was being? That's mad. I don't have anything against Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold is the truth. Josh Allen also played very well, 90-plus rushing yards now in three straight games. So I'll give him credit for that. But Sam Darnold, man, what a baller. 16 of 24, 170 yards and a touchdown, including that last-minute game-winning drive. What a player. What a clutch win for the Jets. It's what he does. Gonna be a great quarterback. I had to get that out there.
He's going to be great. He's going to be the best of this class, isn't he?
I love that guy, man.
All right.
Love the guy.
Well, was he going to be better than Baker Mayfield?
No. But okay. I think he'll be number two. I think both of them have Hall of Fame potential.
All right.
Love both of those guys. All right, now your Chargers.
Yeah, my Chargers. The once again, talk about a big game next week. Chargers-Chiefs Thursday night in the battle for the division.
Yeah.
I'm still feeling good about my Chargers.
The winner will take If the Chiefs win, they will clinch the division. If the Chargers win, they will lead the division based off a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously, Chargers got to win for your dream.
My dream. I still want to see them host a playoff game because that would be glorious because they have such a rapid fan base.
Yeah, man, they deserve it, you know?
Have they clinched a playoff berth yet? Or
no, they have not clinched a playoff berth
yet. They're probably going to be.
They are one win away from clinching a playoff berth.
But I'm feeling good about the Chargers.
Fan base, man, they deserve
it. I make fun of it, but like, it is like they are soldiers without a country. Like their fan, nobody gives a crap about them, even though they're 10-3. It's heartbreaking. I don't care about Spanos. Spanos is a terrible human being, and he deserves every bit of horrible things that happened to them. And the reason why nobody gives a crap about him is because he took them out of San Diego and did that whole crap where he's basically holding a city hostage so they can build him a new stadium, because that's the biggest thing cities need to do is buy new stadiums. Forget like education, you know, crime, public health and safety. All that doesn't matter. Just build a football team a new stadium. So I don't feel any sympathy for Spanos. I feel sympathy for the players. They're giving it their all. They have a solid team put together, and nobody gives a crap.
Yeah.
Like, it just got to be heartbreaking. That's why I laugh, because it would be hilarious to watch them host a playoff game, but I do feel bad.
Yeah. I mean,
they're playing good even without Melvin Gordon.
They almost blew it to Cincinnati. Joe Mixon had another great game, 130-plus scrimmage yards and a touchdown. He's a great running back. But, yeah, Chargers, they're the real deal. I think they've proven that they're the real deal. They're going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Okay, and then another 4 o'clock game. Broncos really shot themselves in the foot there. They had an easy schedule, but yet they lose a terrible game to the Niners.
Killer.
Philip Lindsay, who might be who's another rookie of the year candidate, had like 30 yards rushing, I think.
Well, George Kittle was the one who did it.
Yeah, George Kittle. The George Kittle, by the way.
Second most receiving yards by a tight end in a single game.
210 yards.
Since 1970.
And a rushing touchdown.
Good. What a performance by George Kittle. Niners, huge win for them. They still get win number 3. Good story, too, after the brother of owner Jed York passed. So it was good for Jed York, hopefully, to get that win. Hopefully he feels – obviously nothing will take away from his brother, but at least football maybe can take his mind off of it for a little. Broncos.
You got to win that game. I mean, they have an easy schedule. You're 6-6.
That game.
Now they
have no room for error. Now they got to win out.
They got to win out, and even then they need some help, right?
Most likely. They have to win out, and they need some help.
So they got Browns, Raiders, and then the Chargers.
Yep.
Chargers are going to be a tough one.
Especially if they're still fighting for that division.
Yeah. Raiders, I think they can beat. Brownies, you know?
Yeah. I don't think they're going to beat my Browns.
So, like, that's a game. Like, of those 4 games, the Niners are going to be the easiest. Like, you just got to win that game.
Yeah, got to. No excuses for that.
Probably the most exciting of the 4 o'clock games. Cowboys beat the Eagles. I think this basically clinches the division for the Cowboys.
Yes, it does. I mean,
Redskins are in free fall. Eagles are 6-7. Cowboys 8-5.
Worth that first round pick. He's proven to be worth it. 217 receiving yards, 3 touchdowns, career highs.
You know who you got to thank for getting Amari Cooper? This guy right here.
I think it was a true win-win, actually. I think it was a win-win for both teams. Dallas got that receiver they needed, and Oakland, they're trying to bottom out and build something new. Right. And I truly believe in what John Gruden's doing.
Yeah.
He's got a vision.
Everybody gets on me for that in Khalil Mack, but let me tell you something about this guy right here, John Gruden. Spider 2 White Banana is coming back, and we're gonna be big. Maybe not this year or the next, but once we move to Vegas, we're gonna go big.
Hey, they were big yesterday. How about them being the Steelers?
The Steelers, the slipping of the kicker, which caused the field goal.
Derek Carr is playing extremely well right now. 0 interceptions in 8 straight games, the longest streak of his career. Pittsburgh, man. It's ugly Pittsburgh right now. Is
in free FOMO. They've lost, what, three in a row?
They have.
They lost to the Raiders.
They lost to the Raiders. They lost to the Broncos and the Chargers.
Yeah.
All AFC West teams.
All massive choke jobs. Like you said, that division is up for grabs, I think.
It is.
The Ravens got a shot, and, you know, even the Browns might have outside.
Yeah, a little hope, but too late. If we fired Hugh early in the season, we would win that division, by the way. Just want to that is definitely true. Steelers, man. They're not even guaranteed a playoff spot, really. 7-7-1.
7-5-1.
Right, but once they're going to be 7-7-1, once they lose to New England and New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
Because I think you would agree.
They're not. They definitely don't beat the Patriots.
And the Saints.
Yeah.
In New Orleans, by the way.
Yeah.
So they'll be 7-7-1 going into that last game.
Which is, what's the last
Cincinnati.
Game? Cincinnati. Well, they can win that one. But yeah, so that's probably sitting them at 8-7-1.
That
probably won't get. They might even get them a playoff.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So they're in trouble. They better wake up, big time.
And then the most important of the 4 o'clock games, Lions and Cardinals. I didn't even watch this game. I didn't miss much. Pick six from Darius Slay. Zenner got a touchdown. Whoop-de-doo. Anything to say about this game?
Hey, man, you guaranteed that your Lions wouldn't win. They played well. 17-3. Great job by the defense.
The defense played well. The offense was terrible.
Paul Pasqualoni did a great job coordinating that defense.
Yeah, the defense did a good job. Larry Fitzgerald also had a good game. Oh, Larry Fitzgerald sets the record for most, receptions for a franchise.
Yep, in NFL history.
Congrats to him.
Great record for him to have. Loyal Cardinal. Detroit playing well. I expect them to get win number 6 next week.
What, they play the Bills?
They do.
I don't see that happening.
You don't?
Even if they went out, it's just like, okay, you're not.
That's good.
Not,
then they go 8-8 and muddle their draft pick status.
They're muddling their draft pick status, and they're not going to make the playoffs even if they do win.
That's exactly. That's good.
And so we get the fans are going to be like, well, you know, they weren't so bad this year. A couple things go their way. Maybe they go 10-6 and make the playoffs. And then we keep saying the same thing over and over and over again. You know, so sorry if I don't feel anything that we beat the Cardinals. Whoop-de-doo. Okay. I didn't. I admit I had them losing because they never win on the road against Arizona but since like the 90s. But okay, it happened. But whoop-de-doo. We're 5-8. I'm not, you know, sorry if I'm not excited. And then a really ugly game Sunday night. Bears beat the Rams. 15-6. I predicted this.
I did too. I think all of us predicted it.
Yeah, I think because Rams clinched the division, they get off, you know, they're going into the cold weather of Chicago. I figured this would be an off game for them. And it did, and it was.
Yeah, Jared Goff with the complete
looking like 2016 Jared Goff.
4 interceptions, career high for him. Rams putting up only 6 points. Bears are for real. I'm telling you, man, that they don't want to see the Bears in the playoffs, the Rams. And if the season would end today, the Rams would play the Bears in the playoffs. So,
well, they would play them at home, and that means better weather.
Yes, but that's a big, nasty defense right there. You don't want to see that type of defense in the playoffs. I'm all on board with this Bears team. All on board.
Yeah, I do agree that once again, getting that Khalil Mack move has really ensured them for greatness to come. Looking at their schedule, so that you think they pretty much got their division clinched?
I would say so, yes.
They got Packers, Niners, and Vikings. I think they're going to beat the Packers this time.
I think they'll win.
They're
going to
beat the Niners. Niners aren't going to get lucky twice against decent teams. And yeah, Vikings, I think they can beat them too. They could probably go 12-4. Do you think they have a shot at getting the first round bye? Or is that pretty much all?
I would say no. I'd say no to that. 2 games, they're out with 3 to play. I don't think they're going to get a first round bye. I think they'll be that 3 team, number 3. And they'll play the winner of the muddled wild card that is in the NFC. And imagine Seattle wins 8-5. What we have in the AFC is exactly what we have in the NFC.
So
Minnesota will be 6-6-1, Carolina 6-7, Eagles 6-7, Redskins are with some be in it at 6-7. Packers are only a game out in 5-7-1.
So let's look overall at the playoff picture. So AFC will look first. Chiefs clinch their division. They're sitting atop at 11-2. They probably will get the number one. Then you got the Patriots at 9-4.
Well, if your Chargers win that game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What am I saying? Chargers, like, they're going to win the division. I don't even know what you're talking about. Why did I even say that? So, but anyway, Chiefs sitting at – yeah, they didn't clinch the division. I'm going to clinch the playoff.
They clinched the playoff spot.
So Chiefs 11-2, then Patriots 9-4. Texans 9-4. They might be able to jump up on New England. Steelers 7-5-1. Chargers is the first wild card, 10-3. And then Ravens 7-6. And then you have Colts, Dolphins, Titans at 7-6 also. And then Broncos, Browns, and even the Bengals are still in the hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah. And then you looking at the NFC, you got the Saints and Rams clinched their division, both at 11-2. Saints number one, Rams number two. You got the Bears at number three, 9-4. Cowboys, 8-5. And then wild cards, you got the Seahawks and Vikings, and in the hunt you got the Panthers, the Eagles, Redskins, and I even think the
Packers
are still alive.
Buccaneers are also technically still alive,
and
along
so
with
the
Giants and your Lions.
Yeah, well, Lions, no.
They're still alive, man. Give them a chance.
All they got to do is win three in a row and have one, two, three, four, five, seven teams collapse in front of them. Yeah, that's gonna happen. But even if like on the 1% chance that does happen, they're gonna get crushed in the first round by the Cowboys or the Bears anyway, so what's even the point? But
also the Atlanta Falcons are technically still alive.
Oh, they are
technically,
all right,
depending on if the Vikings win today, they will no longer be alive. But if they lose today, they will technically still be alive.
Okay. So, looking at that playoff picture, I'm still thinking that I think the wild card is going to come down to... Oh, hey. Ryan's here. I'm gonna bring Ryan has just joined us.
Strolling
so Ryan,
in.
Before how? What are your thoughts on how the Redskins season is going? Do you believe in Josh Johnson?
He looked a heck of a lot better than Mark Sanchez did, but no, their season is done. It was done the second they had to put Mark Sanchez in. To be quite frank, it was atrocious watching that game yesterday. Laughable, even.
Did he butt fumble?
No butt fumbles. He got sacked 5 times, couple picks. Threw for 35 yards.
Classy fella.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey,
so
he tried,
do you
man.
Do you think they should have gone after Kaepernick?
Yes. If they had any common sense and they wanted to actually make the playoffs, it probably would have been a little better bet for them. But they just don't want the media.
Hey, I'll say this.
Say Kaepernick, they do sign him. Do you think they have a legitimate shot, or is it kind of...
Absolutely not. It's done.
Okay.
Well, I'll say this, and to give Redskins fans hopes. If the Vikings lose tonight, which they will, because Kirk Cousins is, just to remind everyone, Kirk Cousins...
What does he lack again?
He lacks the clutch gene.
Clutch gene.
And he's also, just for you to know, 0-6 career in Monday Night Football.
Mm.
That's his career record in Monday Night Football. I went to the liberty of the research department to look that up.
Excellent.
Myself. 0-6. So they will lose.
Yes.
Once the Vikings lose to Seattle, the Redskins will only be a half game out of that sixth spot in the wild card. So.
You're dreaming if you think the Redskins are making the playoffs, Sebastian. And that's a Redskins fan telling you this.
You still give them no chance, even though they're a half game out with 3 to play?
No quarterback, depleted offensive line, no offensive weapons to speak of. Their defense has been the only bright spot, and even then, it's suspect at best.
So do they win another game this year?
They might finish 7-9, yes, but...
Do you think they beat Jacksonville next week?
No, I do not. I think Jacksonville's coming out angry. Clearly, Leonard Fournette had some gripes.
Yeah.
Yelling at fans and whatnot.
Yep,
but
awesome. Threatening a fan Thursday Night Football.
I mean, anything can happen at any given game in the NFL. We've seen a lot of upsets this week, haven't we?
Yeah, I mean, that last spot, not even in the NFC, but in the AFC, too.
Oh, up for grabs.
It's going to be fun to see. Even my Browns are in it.
Even
it's
the
beautiful.
Browns are in it still.
Woo! Only a game and a half out. And I was telling this to Alex earlier. I don't think the Browns are going to win the division. But I think they will be still alive going into week 17, and I'm going to tell you why. The Browns play the Broncos next and the Bengals. I think they will win both those games.
Okay.
The Ravens play Tampa and the Chargers. I think they will beat Tampa Bay. I think they will lose to the Chargers.
Fair.
Pittsburgh, the free-falling circus that is the Pittsburgh Steelers right now. Their next two games are the Patriots and the Saints.
It's going to be some good matchups right there.
No way I see them winning those two games. So
I really think the Ravens are in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
If you saw any of that Chiefs game yesterday, they competed to the bitter end, and they should have won the darn thing.
If right.
It didn't come down to that crazy fourth down conversion the Chiefs had, but
right.
Ravens have some spunk right now. They're riding with it.
Thing is, with my scenario that I just played out, the Ravens going into last week will be 8-7. They would control their own destiny when they're in. The Browns would be 7-7-1, only a half game out. They play Baltimore
to finish
last
season.
Week
yeah.
of the season. The problem is Pittsburgh, week 17, they own the tiebreaker on us.
Right.
Week 17, they play the Bengals at
which
home.
Is a game they should win.
Which,
but as we've seen yesterday, they lost to the worst team in football, so anything is possible.
Alex somehow thinks it's part of the plan.
Yeah, for Hugh Jackson.
It's part of the plan to deliver Hugh Jackson's success to the Browns. He knew this was the plan all along.
Yeah.
Really.
Now, Sebastian, to get you off your cloud, we got to talk about college football. Got to about Urban Meyer.
Yep.
Stepping down, Ohio State, classy fella. Guy that always just cares mainly about women.
Good guy.
Great guy. Just
good guy.
He's stepping down before the bowl game?
No, he will coach the Rose Bowl game, and then he will leave his position effective immediately. Ryan Day will be our new head coach. Promotion for him goes from offensive coordinator to the head spot.
That means whatever Ohio State swept under the rug is going to show its ugly head here pretty soon.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I
guys.
Think it will.
I don't think so. I think it's truly
he's leaving.
Kareem Hunt thought his video would never surface.
Well,
so
he's leaving. You know, he's leaving because of health reasons, just like at Florida.
Yeah.
And then
Hernandez. That's what I'm going to say. It's legit health reason. You know, he has a humongous cyst in his brain. A huge cyst.
Mm-hmm.
He nearly died on the football field versus Indiana earlier this season.
That's insane.
Literally.
Mm-hmm.
It's all that stress he's packing in.
I mean, it's
that stress of covering things up.
No, he's an unhealthy guy right now.
He's unhealthy covering all that stuff up.
No,
you're darn right.
He did his job.
It's immoral too.
He did his job.
He did his job covering up.
He did his job
not reporting the facts.
He did report it to the higher
doing
ups.
The bare minimum.
He did what he was supposed to
the
do,
which was the bare minimum.
Well, he did what he was supposed to do.
Just like Joe Paterno did. What he was supposed to do technically.
Well, I mean, technically, I'm just saying Urban Meyer did what he was supposed to do. And he's not the one who actually committed the offense. By the way, it's not even, it even confirmed Zach Smith did it last time I checked.
He did it. Come on.
Well, what
are you saying? She did it to herself?
I'm just saying he most likely did.
Colombian drug dealer somehow busted in the house
innocent,
and decided to beat up
guilty.
This random woman?
This is
and
the thing about
the
this
guy?
Country. We're always guilty until proven innocent now.
There's plenty of proof that he did it. I mean,
okay,
what do you think? Somebody else did it?
I'm just saying. He technically has not been convicted yet.
Oh, my God.
So.
Yeah, and Harvey Weinstein didn't sexually molest all those women.
Well, what is the motto of this country?
Because he
hasn't
been
guilty
yet.
What is the motto of this country?
Despite all the overwhelming evidence.
Innocent until proven guilty. Not guilty until proven innocent.
There is enough proof that he is guilty.
Well, most likely, correct. But still,
you have to deal with this, Ryan.
Innocent until proven guilty.
The insanity.
I'm just facts. So, but back to Urban Meyer. Good guy. We're going to miss him.
I won't miss him.
I know. Well, yeah, because he just continues to beat up on you guys every single year.
No, he didn't. We got his ass in 2013 and 2015.
Well,
the team had the shot at the national championship. We beat him, and he got stuck eating pizza.
He's 4-2 against you guys.
Yeah, so we cost him 2 championships. I'm okay with that.
You should be happy now that Urban's gone. Now the Big Ten East isn't an automatic lock for Ohio State anymore.
No, it wasn't. We won it in 2015. Then we got the division in 2013 and 2011.
Usually is when Urban's in town. You see what happens. Big time champs. It's just building a dynasty.
It's on a lock. Penn State won it in 2016 and 2017.
Well, we got in the playoff. No, they didn't win in 2017.
Yeah. Didn't they?
No.
Okay, you got it in 2016. But they won it in 2016.
Yeah, and we still made the playoff, by the way.
Yeah, what did you do that year?
We still made the playoff.
Playoffs.
Urban's a good guy. We're gonna miss him. Ryan Day will step in the head chair. He's got big shoes to fill. Jim Harbaugh in Michigan will probably be favorites now in the Big Ten East. Ryan,
you're missing the Michigan State Spartans and their amazing offense, led by Brian Lewerke or Rocky Lombardi.
I don't think so. And we'll see what happens with Ohio State. I think next year is going to be a little bit of a transition period for Ohio State. I don't think they're going to be contending for a championship. I think they'll be in the rankings, probably around the 8 to 12 range, because it's always a little bit of a transition when you change head coaches. I think they'll go like 9-3, maybe 10-2. I think they'll lose to Michigan. They're not going 7-5.
I think they will.
If they go 7-5, Ryan Day will be fired immediately.
Look what happened the year they got rid of Jim Tressel. They went 6-7.
And what happened to Luke Fickell?
So that's what's going to happen to Ryan O'Day. He's going to
go
6-7.
If
and 7,
somehow happens, he'll be gone.
Okay. That's what I think is going to happen.
All right. I think
if
Ryan Day, we'll give him a chance to see what he can do.
And if that wasn't bad enough news for you in college football, Sebastian, Haskins does not win the Heisman. He was finished last among the three candidates. And Kyler Murray takes the Heisman Trophy. The setbacks, back-to-back Oklahoma quarterbacks. Your thoughts on the Heisman Trophy?
Snub.
Give it to the kid. He plays baseball and football.
Well,
he's the next Tim Tebow.
Dwayne Haskins
had
the greatest season of all quarterbacks in Big Ten history. Finished third in the Heisman. He finished behind a guy who got benched in the title game. Got benched.
Correct.
For Jalen Hurts.
Wasn't he hurt?
He was briefly hurt. He came back in, then he came back out. He was benched because he also was playing like crap before he got hurt.
He tweaked his ego a little bit. You know, he needed to sit in time out.
And then you have Kyler Murray, who they don't even play defense in the Big 12 conference.
None.
They play zero defense. That's not the Big 12 is flag football. I keep saying this over and over again. It is a flag football conference. It's just constant spread offense football where Oklahoma gave up 40 points to Kansas. That's all you need to know about how much defense gets played in the Big 12.
The kid's slinging it, though. Give it to him. There's
some
good teams.
If Dwayne Haskins played in the Big 12, he would – I don't even know.
Kyler Murray had to outscore all those teams because he knew he didn't have a defense, so he had to put a 50 a day.
Exactly.
Dwayne Haskins would easily do that. Dwayne Haskins could easily do that.
I think this is good for Dwayne Haskins because of the Heisman curse. Now he can come into the draft, no worries.
But it says here that he has plans to play baseball. We see him here
They're talking about Dwayne Haskins.
Oh, I'm sorry, talking about Kyler Murray.
Yeah, Dwayne Haskins, he will be a top 10 pick, as he should be. He should be the first quarterback taken off the board ahead of Justin Herbert. He is going to be great. I suggest if Alex Smith cannot play again,
Redskins should tank and get this man.
He would solve a lot of your problems. Same with the Giants or the Jags.
Don't Most hate. Definitely.
What about Hogan? Or what? Who is their the Jacks? Hogan?
Kessler.
Okay.
No.
Come on. Kessler's turning that team around.
No.
He learned it from Hugh. Didn't he?
No.
I have faith in Kessler. Where's Hogan now?
Broncos.
Yeah, the Redskins had him.
The Hugh Traded Jackson.
Him. They're probably wishing they held on to him, huh?
The Hugh Jackson quarterback tree, you know?
Beautiful West, isn't it?
Yeah. But Kyler Murray, so we see him here in New Jersey with the A's swinging for the fences. He has baseball plans.
Yeah.
Are you surprised by this?
Heisman
Trophy? Not at all.
What's his stats
career.
In baseball?
Anybody he was know? A first-round pick in baseball.
Well, how did he do at Oklahoma? Or does he even play
He played at Oklahoma. I don't know his stats. His stats had to be good to be a first-round pick.
Most definitely.
So
you think he could be a Bo Jackson?
Potentially.
Are there too much
no,
overlap?
No, that's
– He wants I don't think to.
I'm sure he wants to, but want and could it happen are different things. So I would be surprised if he pulled off the dual sport eligibility. But I think he'll go to baseball. I think this was the plan all along. He was a first-round pick for a reason.
What's his class? Is he a senior?
I'm not sure.
He is a sophomore.
Sophomore.
Who plays outfield.
He's a redshirt, isn't he?
Yeah, he batted 296 this year.
Yeah, that's good.
And 189 at-bats. The stat line doesn't even have home runs here. 47 RBIs, 10 dingers.
Yeah, not
that's
bad.
That's probably big for college.
That's not bad for college at all. So, yeah, he's a good player. He's proven it. 12th overall pick, too. It wasn't like a low first-round pick. 12 overall with the knowledge he might play football. Shows exactly. How much of talent he has at baseball.
I think it was the right choice for Heisman. I really do. That's what I think. I just think that. I don't know why you're looking at me like that. I think he was the right choice for Heisman. I mean, he shows that he's a multi-sport athlete.
Why?
Puts up all those stats in that great defensive conference in the Big 12. Play good defense. They're all about defense there. So remember last week when I was really excited about the Pistons? This is the second time this has happened. I get excited. They went 4-0. I'm like, man, I feel pretty good about this team. And then they crap their pants. And then they get hot again, and now they're crapping their pants. Nobody outside Blake Griffin has shown any consistency.
All right.
Reggie Jackson looks terrible.
All right.
I'm just
Let's pump the brakes. Time out. They will be a playoff team, 100%.
No, I honestly don't think so.
Yes, they will be. They will
not even in the East.
Yes, they will. 100% be a playoff team in the East. They're going to be the sixth seed.
They are the sixth seed right now.
They're going to stay there. They will be. Trust me. They will be.
I've seen this team before.
Then fine.
This is last year. This was and they didn't make the playoffs last year.
This team's different than last year. This team's better than last year
because they have Blake Griffin.
Yes.
They have nobody else around him.
They have Andre Drummond, who's great. They have Reggie Jackson, who's okay.
No, he's not. He was terrible the last game against the Pelicans.
Okay, everyone has bad games.
Their shooting is terrible.
Drummond
is still mind-boggling.
Reggie Bullock's been a decent shooter for them. Stanley Johnson's playing well now.
He's had some terrible games. I just don't trust this team. It's the same consistency problems as last year.
Look at their roster. They're also super banged up right now. They have 4 people on the IR.
Mm-hmm. We're having to...
An IR in basketball?
Yeah.
Name me all the injuries from the Cleveland Cavaliers in 2010.
I have no idea.
What?
No idea.
Shocker.
What was the Cavaliers' record in 2010?
They were the first seed. I know that.
Okay. Now tell me who the 16th president of the United States was.
Had to get that last joke in before you leave the show.
Yeah. Who was the 16th president?
Oh, man. See, here's the deal. Once we...
It's a simple question, Sebastian. Who was the 16th president of the United States?
Abraham Lincoln.
Thank you. Okay,
ooh,
you're
ding,
good.
Ding,
okay,
ding.
Okay, good. I was a bit worried that you wouldn't remember that.
The thing is, That's one thing we will get rid of the show permanently.
Because you don't like you don't like.
We will get rid of all history because it has nothing to do with sports.
And we're going to replace it with mic touches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, mic touches. Yeah, yeah. You're going to be doing all that, aren't you? Sorry for the eardrums of our listeners right there.
Pretty sure I do not do it like that. Deaf. Stop. I do not do it like that.
I think you do.
That's petty.
Yeah. Yeah. We're getting rid of all history. No history. No literature either. No books.
Hey, we might it's have a some great
society. What a great society Sebastian is bringing to this country.
Very
no education.
Yeah.
No education. No history. Very anti-intellectual.
All about stats.
Yeah.
And respect.
And respect for the game. No respect for the game, as Matt Trudell would say. Want to go to him pick'ems?
Let's do it.
Sure.
All right. The internet kicked me off again. That's one thing you're going to have fun with, Sebastian. The internet constantly kicks you off.
I know.
For no reason. So, like, you're pulling up ESPN, then you click on the next page, like, oh, you got to log in again. Like, I just logged in, like, 2 minutes ago. So you got that to look forward to.
Yep, you do.
So as I pull up, and then I will be sure to give this new sheet to you, Sebastian, because
you just leave it, by the way, just here.
Well, you got to keep marking them down once the scores
right.
go on.
Right, I will.
I'll give this to you just so in case you lose it. And then I wash my hands of the situation. So let me go. So just a quick update. Matt hasn't given me his picks yet, but I'll forward them
to
you.
By the way, some NBA news. Swaggy P, Nick Young, has agreed a deal with the Denver Nuggets.
Good deal for the mm-hmm. Nugs.
Okay, so just a quick recap of last week. We haven't done the Monday night game yet, but I so far have been undefeated, 5-for-5. Sebastian, you are 4-for-5. Ryan, 1-for-5.
Uh-oh.
Dreadful.
And then Matt is 3-for-5. Looking at the records, I am 75-37-1. Sebastian is 80-33-1. Ryan is 47-22-1, and Matt is 59-43-1. So first game up on the schedule.
Looks like Alex leapfrogged Ryan for second place.
No.
When's the first bowl game? I'll try to do bowl games.
Check that out. So the next week would be the 15th and the 16th.
Bulls. Hang on, I'm pulling it up.
I got it. It actually starts the 15th.
All right, so
Tulane, Louisiana.
I'll do the Saturday bowl game. So I'll just pick. Hang on.
Arizona State, Fresno State's decent.
Yeah, so we'll do two of those. We'll do Arizona State, Fresno State, the New Mexico Bowl. What you guys got?
Geez, Utah State.
No, Arizona State, Fresno State.
You said in the New Mexico Bowl. That's the Mitsubishi Motors.
Oh, okay.
Las Vegas Bowl. My bad.
I had it.
Then I'm taking Fresno State.
All right.
I'm taking Fresno as well.
Fresno. I'll take Fresno because they had Rock Osweiler as the quarterback, and that's a measure of a great program. All right. And then, we'll do the R&L Carrier New Orleans Bowl, Middle Tennessee State versus Appalachian State.
App.
Take an Appalachian State, too.
I will make that unanimous. Didn't their coach just get hired for somebody?
Louisville,
okay. Okay, then the next one's not until Tuesday. I'll let you take care of that, Sebastian.
Yeah, no more good ones really till next Saturday.
Yeah. Okay, so now we'll get into the NFL. All right, so first one on the list, KC Chargers.
I'm picking the Chiefs.
At Arrowhead, I'm taking the Chiefs too.
You know who I'm picking? I'm picking the real division champions here. I'm picking the Chargers.
if they do win this game, I'll give it to them. They should win the division.
And it's at LA, right?
No.
Oh,
Kansas City.
Dang it. They're missing that home field advantage. All right. Do you want to do the Saturday games?
Sure.
Okay, so Houston, New York. Do I even need to say it?
Yeah, Houston.
All right, I'll make it unanimous.
Easy W for Houston.
Saturday's primetime, so then, we always do primetime.
Yep, Cleveland, Denver.
Browns.
I'm going to go Denver.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to go Cleveland. All right, let me look at are any good.
I hope you are wrong.
I know you do.
Okay, New England, Pittsburgh.
New England.
Brian?
Pittsburgh's going to bounce back and win this game.
All right.
I will pick the Patriots as well. Okay, and then the Monday night game, Panthers, Saints. Do I even need to say that?
No, what about the Sunday night game?
Oh, yeah, okay, Rams, Eagles.
Rams.
L.A. Rams.
I will pick the Rams as well. And then...
the Monday night.
Yeah, Panthers, Saints.
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 I'll make it unanimous as well. Too boring in here. It's all too uniform. I didn't, but I'm not going to make any ridiculous picks like having Northwestern beat Ohio State like last time. I was close there for a little
while.
You
were not close.
They had,
you were not close at all.
It was the
all.
Second half.
You were nowhere near being correct.
And they were only
correct.
Down by 3 points.
You were nowhere near being correct.
And they had the
correct.
Ball. There was a part where it was close.
No.
They made them sweat a little bit.
We did not sweat a single
you
second
sweated.
Of the game.
You sweated a little bit. Come on, be real.
No. Good try.
I believe in Pat Fitzgerald as a head coach.
He's a good head coach. I like Pat Fitzgerald.
Yeah. Okay, well, that does it. That is the end of the Alex Baker era of the Benchwarmers Redemption. I know a lot of people are probably breathing a sigh of relief, saying finally. It's been about damn time. We get some real sports talk here, especially NBA. Anything else to say?
Gonna miss you, man.
I'll miss you guys, too. I'll miss
Ditto.
You, too, Ryan.
Oh, shucks. Warms
yeah.
my heart.
Yeah. All right, before we go, let's play some music to play us out. You guys have graduated high school, so you know what this song is, and I'll play it out and just think of the memories of the old days.
I know what's coming here.
Yeah. Come on, you remember this. Here, just thinking about the good old days.
I'll see you at the Dragon Digital reunion in 10 years, man.